baseball season's underway. Well, you better get ready for a brand new
Most casual baseball fans, and I think the way things are going this October, most people in the Midwest, if not nationally, are familiar with the Steve Goodman song, Go Cubs Go.
They're singing, Go Cubs Go! Go Cubs Go! Hey Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win.
And if you listen to it, it's catchy, it's fun. It's not exactly robust songwriting, particularly lyrically. And at the end of the day, it's probably not terribly representative of Steve Goodman's work. Steve Goodman was well known on the folk scene and the singer-songwriter scene in the 1970s. He wrote a couple of songs that became hits for others, notably City of New Orleans for Arlo Guthrie.
Good morning, America, how are you?
And David Allan Coe's You Never Even Call Me By My Name. In fact, David Allan Coe name-dropped Steve Goodman in that song.
Well, a friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song.
He was a big deal in Chicago and played at a lot of clubs and a lot of bars there. At some point, Steve Goodman was a guest on The Roy Leonard Show on WGN Radio in Chicago. Now, if you grew up in Chicago, or even for some of us downstaters, you might recognize the name Roy Leonard. He did a show on radio and television. He would do movie reviews, all sorts of things for many, many years, kind of a Chicago broadcasting legend. And he performed a song that he'd been doing in the clubs, performed it live on air, and it was called The Dying Cub Fan's Last Request. And The Dying Cub Fan's Last Request tells the story of a frustrated Cub fan on his deathbed, and includes the kind of culminating lyric.
It's just what I'm going to do.
I have season tickets for the Angels now,
but you, the living, you're stuck here with the Cubs. So it's me that feels sorry for you.
It's a great song, very clever. It's fun. It's really part of, and certainly was after it was released, part of Cub culture. Anyway, the response when he played it on the air was very, very positive, so he wound up actually putting it on his next album.
Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around?
Steve Goodman was a huge Cubs fan. Grew up in Chicago, eventually moved to Los Angeles, but continued to follow the Cubs. He also would perform in the clubs about 1979 or so, a fun little ditty to the tune of When the Saints Go Marching In, called When the Cubs Go Marching In.
Oh, I want to be in the bleachers when the Cubs go marching in.
And again, just fun to listen to.
Old Dave Kingman.
Anyway, 1982 comes along, and a man named Dallas Green, who'd won the World Series as general manager and manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, came in with the Tribune Company after years of neglect by the Wrigley family, and he was going to set up a winner. And he actually would wind up breaking the streak in 1984 of 39 years without the Cubs finishing in first place. But he wanted to trash everything about the losing Cubs culture. In fact, there was even a brief period where Ernie Banks, of all people, was not welcome around the ballpark, or at least didn't feel welcome. They made up that up to him later in the year 1982 by retiring his number. He was the first Cub to have that done officially. But I digress. Dallas Green hears this song, The Dying Cub Fan's Last Request.
To the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League.
Doesn't like it at all. And here you have Steve Goodman, huge Cub fan, and now all of a sudden he's on the outside looking in for his beloved Cubs because somehow he's representative of the losing culture. Some WGN executives get involved. Bob Collins was a big proponent of his, another legendary Chicago broadcaster. So they kind of cooked up this scheme. Hey, let's come up with a happy Cubs song. They have some of the players singing background vocals on this. That's where Go Cubs Go came from. So while it's the most famous of Steve Goodman's songs, in fact, I saw the other day where his mother, who passed away maybe 4 or 5 years ago, was interviewed at some point in 2007 or 2008, and just was really touched that all these years later her son's song was being played at the ballpark and what that would mean to Steve. You know, the tragic end of the story, of course, despite the, you know, in addition to, I should say, the fact the Cubs have never won yet, is the fact that Steve Goodman passed away. He contracted cancer, and he died just a couple of weeks before the Cubs won the division title in 1984. So I apologize for my rambling, but that's the story behind Go Cubs Go. Is it the finest work? Is it the best example of songwriting out there? Is it even Steve Goodman's best song about the Cubs? No, it's probably his third best song about the Cubs, but it's catchy, and it's the one that everybody remembers, and it's the one that hopefully we will be singing very, very soon when the Cubs finally win the World Series.
Baseball season's underway. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gone.
Here